Hi everybody, my name is Rachel Shapiro, and for those of you who may not know me, I'm a senior at UT majoring in marketing. I'm coming to you today from my apartment in West Campus, where I'll be lighting the Shabbat candles. Now, as many of you know, this week was Yom HaShoah, the Jewish Day of Holocaust Remembrance. Because of this, I wanted to share a story with all of you from when I was able to travel to Poland over spring break of 2018 with Texas Hillel. It was Friday afternoon, and we were visiting the death camp of Birkenau. I was given the opportunity to help light the Shabbat candles in the ruins of one of the women's barracks, where just 70 years beforehand, Jewish women had risked their lives to do the same. It was a cold, wet day, and at first we were struggling to get the candles to light. However, once they were lit, the flames refused to go out. It was almost as if the strength and resilience of those same Jewish women were there with us, keeping the flame of the Jewish people burning. As I light the Shabbat candles today, I'm reminded in a way of this story. Although there is obviously no direct comparison between the Holocaust and the COVID-19 pandemic, the Jewish people are once again finding themselves in a time in which they are unable to gather in the ways that we have become accustomed to. However, we are finding new and meaningful ways of connecting in order to keep the light of the Jewish people burning. I hope you'll now join with me in lighting the Shabbat candles. Now we're going to say the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat. Shabbat shalom, everybody.